Unrest in the Middle East, the economic crisis in Europe, Iran threatens Israel, the moral decay of America. What are the prophetic trends, and why is prophecy important? Stephen LeBlanc discusses these issues and the events surrounding the return of Jesus Christ. And now for World Watch Today, Stephen LeBlanc.
So we see in the Bible that there is a great end-time dictator. He is called the Beast, but he rules over a beast system. So the Beast dictator rules over an amalgam of nations, a cabal of nations, and that political system is also called the Beast. Now, we know throughout the centuries since the fall of the Roman Empire in AD 476 that the deadly wound of Revelation, we know that there has been numerous revivals of this Beast Roman system, this political system, and all of this takes place in Europe. This is why we can say with great confidence the end time beast power will be a European power. All you have to do is take a look at European history. So when the Apostle John wrote about a beast power, of course, he was talking about the Roman Empire of his day. And then the prophecies tell us that there is going to be, at the time of the end, a final emerging Roman system, a European system. In Revelation chapter 17, the revivals are represented. I'm in Revelation chapter 17. The revivals of this end-time beast system are represented symbolically by the seven heads of a beast. We're told that six have already occurred. This is very easy to understand if you know European history. From the time of Justinian to Mussolini, okay, there have been these various heads of this system that would continually be restored, then they would fall. We're waiting today for the final restoration, the seventh head of the beast, so to speak, to be seen on the European continent. So one last restoration of the great political system is yet to arise. The end-time beast dictator will rule over this final restoration of the Roman Empire. Now, all of this brings us to the book of Daniel, where this end-time dictator, this beast who rules over this European beast system of the end time, this end-time dictator is also, in the book of Daniel, he is called the King of the North. Now, we learn that the beast will ultimately conquer large portions of the Middle East. This is revealed in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verses 40 through 41. So, working hand in hand with this end-time political and military leader called the Beast, he's going to be a type of Adolf Hitler. He won't look like Hitler, but in a way, it'll be the same spirit of an Adolf Hitler who seeks to control Europe. We find there's also going to be a false prophet. Now, this false prophet of the end time, he's going to be a religious leader. He's going to work with this European dictator. And we learn of this false prophet in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 13. Also in Revelation 19 and verse 20, a great miracle-working religious figure. Now, we believe he is going to come out of the Roman Catholic Church, and he will perform lying wonders and false miracles, and he will command the obedience of millions. You read about this beast false prophet in the book of Revelation chapter 13. So just to clarify here, I know it gets a little bit complicated. You have the beast dictator who is a political military leader, a secular leader. Then in Revelation chapter 13, verses 13 through 14, there's another beast who is called a religious leader. He is called the false prophet. So the false prophet is different than the secular political military leader. Now, the Apostle Paul wrote concerning this false prophet in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3, calling him, this religious leader, the man of sin and the son of perdition. Now, this miracle working individual. We believe he's going to be a great religious figure. We believe he's going to come out of the Catholic Church, and that the Catholic Church will form an allegiance, a temporary agreement with the great end time secular beast power. Very similar, actually, to what we saw in World War II, when Adolf Hitler formed an agreement with the Roman Catholic Church. It was a temporary agreement, but that was formed going all the way back to 1933. Now, let's notice how this beast will achieve great power and authority. Now we're back to talking about the end-time tyrant, end-time secular dictator. We believe he's going to come out of Europe, okay? So he is going to achieve power. He's going to be a master politician initially, just as Adolf Hitler was. Before Adolf Hitler became a great military dictator, he was astute when it came to politics. Now let's go to the prophecy. Revelation chapter 17 and verse 13. 10 leaders will actually give power and strength unto this end time beast dictator. This is yet ahead of us. Very likely it's going to happen in your lifetime and in my lifetime. Prophecy is very important. And in the near future on the European stage, we're going to see stunning developments. Now, the prophet Daniel, okay, he sheds further light on the beast's rise to power. So the book of Revelation speaks about this end-time dictator, but also the book of Daniel speaks about this end-time tyrant dictator. So if you take a look at the book of Daniel, then even at the book of Matthew chapter 24, we see that there's a prophecy in the book of Daniel where he writes in a dual prophecy anciently fulfilled by a man called Antiochus Epiphanes, back from 167 to 164 BC. So you see that there was a shadow of this that took place in the past. We're going to see the greater fulfillment when Jesus Christ, or at the time of Christ's return. Daniel chapter 8 describes this end-time dictator as a person of fierce countenance and understanding dark trickery and political schemes. It is quite spectacular. Bible prophecy gives us many details about this future European dictator. He's going to be a sly manipulator. He's going to be a master politician. He'll be cunning, and he'll be very effective at the art of political maneuvering. So when he first comes on the world stage, he's going to be probably a very charming politician, but then he will turn militaristic. He will have the support of other European leaders. Now let's go to the prophecy. And his power, this man's power, shall be mighty. And Daniel continues, but not by his own power. So this is clearly a reference to the 10 rulers giving their power over to this end-time European tyrant, this future European tyrant. And of course, Satan will be very much involved in giving this man ability and power as well. Continuing in the prophecy of Daniel 8, and he shall corrupt and destroy in a spectacular way. He shall prosper. He's going to do his own pleasure. He's going to be extremely corrupt, and he will actually destroy the mighty men and the holy people. And the prophecy continues. I'm in Daniel chapter 8. And through his political policies, he's going to cause trickery to prosper in his hand. He's actually going to magnify himself in his own heart and mind, and he's going to corrupt and destroy many. Eventually, he will draw many of the nations of the world into a great world war. Now, the prophecy concludes with a clear statement of the time setting of these events. We know this is the end time. Listen to the prophecy. I'm in Daniel 8 and verse 25. He, this beast, this European power, well, we're talking about this end time tyrant coming out of Europe, he's going to stand up against the Prince of Princes. But he's going to be broken that no human hand, in other words, breaks him. But Christ himself, the Prince of Princes, will destroy this man. The prophecy is clear. Daniel 8 and verse 25. The beast will confront Jesus Christ at Christ's second coming, and he will be destroyed. You need to phone us at that toll-free number, and I'm working on this new special report the end time beast. Just request beast. Okay, beast is in a wild animal, this beast, this end time political leader who will rise up in Europe. I do not know who the man is today. He may well be alive. Wouldn't surprise me at all, but I don't know who he is. But we can take a look at the prophecies in the special report, The Beast. Phone us toll free at 1-877-449-6753. It's an end time prophecy report free. So leave your name and address with us. We'll send this to you free of charge. This prophecy report on The Beast. Phone us toll free at 1-877-449-6753. Toll free call. Phone us today. We'll put you on our mailing list. You can reach us at 1-877-449-6753. Now, it's important to appreciate that this incredible individual of the end time, there are two, actually, two beasts, two dictators. One is a political military dictator type of Hitler. And then you will have, we believe, a man rise up within the Catholic Church who's going to be a great religious dictator. So it will not be political craftiness alone that will propel this secular dictator to the top. His rise to power will be supported and encouraged by this false prophet. Now, the false prophet presides over a great century-old religious system labeled in the Bible as Babylon the Great. You read of this in Revelation chapter 17 and verse 5. Babylon the Great. This system is an image or a copy in the religious sense, or the religious sphere, of the Roman civil government system. This religious power is also personified as a fallen woman in Revelation chapter 17, as a scarlet woman. Now, in the Bible symbolism, a woman is representative of a church. Okay, a fallen woman thus represents a false church. But this false church is very powerful, and it deceives millions and millions of people. So let's just recap what I've covered today. We're going to see two beasts, two great dictators at the time of the end. One is going to be a secular military figure, a political figure. He will rise up out of Europe. Then we will have somebody I believe, is going to come out of the Catholic Church. And he is going to be that religious false prophet. I do not know who these people are today, but we're getting very close to the time of the end. They will form a temporary agreement, a concordant, an union of sorts, and they're going to wield tremendous power. And of course, all of this is going to impact the United States. Now, don't be so naive to think that we will not be attacked by this European power. We're going to be attacked by this European power of the future. That's right, that's going to happen, and we'll discuss that in future broadcasts. Phone in for that free article, The Beast. You can reach us toll-free at 1-877-449-6753.
Phone us toll-free to 1-877-449-6753. That number again, 1-877-449-6753.